The S&P 500 and NASDAQ up this morning, powered by chip stocks. Let's find out more about what's going on with your money. David Hochberg is the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. David, good morning. Do you think the Fed is going to cut rates in a couple of weeks?
No, Bob. I do not think they're going to cut rates. We had some job report numbers that aren't good. U.S. payroll, U.S. non-farm payroll dropped 164,000 over the past 4 months. So excluding healthcare and social assistance sectors, Bob, that's the biggest decline since the pandemic of 2020. Previous economic cycles, weakness such as this, have really been seen outside of recessions. So just to give you some comparison and our listeners some comparison, beginning of 2025, that figure was plus 500,000. And if you back out the jobs created by health care and social assistance, which was 713, the private sector only generated 20,000 jobs last year, Bob. So based upon those numbers, I don't think the Fed's going to decrease rate. Plus, the PPI inflation rose as well. So
mortgage rates lower. So you've probably been busy lately.
Yeah, no, it's been good. It's lower from where they were the previous 2 years, so they're not as low as they were during the pandemic or prior to the craziness of the pandemic in the fours and the fives prior to the pandemic. So they're solidly in the sixes right now. So it's given our listeners an amazing opportunity to not only look at their mortgages, Bob, but also their car loans. I mentioned it during my show, the most highly rated show on WGN, 10 to one on Saturdays, by the way, that we were working with Kane County Teachers Credit Union, which got acquired by Consumers. And I got 7 calls since Saturday of listeners wanting to refinance out of their double-digit car loans or even their 6-7% car loans into lower because rates have come down. So that's a good opportunity and a good way for our listeners that might have not even thought about refinancing their car loan, Bob, or thought they could. Give me a call and I'll make the introduction to the guys at Kane County / Consumers Credit Union.
You talk about credit cards a lot and the high interest and how you should pay those down because that's better than investing in anything. You're not going to get that kind of return on any investment. But now with this proposal to cap the rate at 10%, a lot of people feel good about that, but that could really have a negative impact on people not making a lot of money, couldn't it?
Yeah, there's always a push and pull effect when anything like this happens. And I'll tell everybody that's old enough to remember the 2007-2008 mortgage collapse that I was in the middle of there and experienced that when things went to hell in a handbasket. What did the banks do? They froze everybody's line of credit so you couldn't get access to your HELOCs to fund your business, to pay your bills. So is 10% interest rate cap good for listeners? Absolutely. Does the president have the power to do that? Absolutely not. What's going to happen if that does go through somehow and Congress passes it and the president signs it into law? You're going to have a lot of listeners who are credit challenged, who have credit scores in the fives and the sixes. They're going to most likely get their credit cards frozen and maybe canceled, like the banks froze and canceled home equity line of credits in 2007, 2008. So, you know, are lower interest rates great for listeners holding credit card balances? Absolutely. Again, we'll see if it actually happens. It was a great talking point. But like a lot of things, you know, talk is cheap, and we'll see what happens, comes out on the other side.
David Hochberg, he never runs out of talking points on the radio here Saturday morning at WGN. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Dave.
You too, buddy. Bye, guys.